Thank you for choosing Dwelling Place City Church Podcast.
It's the living word of God. Has the power to change lives. And I declare by faith that my life and the life of those around me, including watching by live feed, are about to be changed. Go to the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and Ephesians. No. Go to your index if you didn't know that was a joke. Okay. Today I want to talk to you about something that I think is absolutely crucial to each and every one of us. It's a subject that marries itself to everything else we've been talking about as a church and as a body of people. And today I want to talk to you about the subject of who has the advantage? Who has the advantage? In any given situation, particularly difficulty, but it doesn't have to be a difficult situation, it can be a good situation. The question that should be asked is, who has the advantage? The word advantage means this: a favorable, strong position, better information, physically stronger and larger in size. Let me read it again. The advantage means a favorable, stronger position, better information, physically stronger, and even larger in size. When you're in a situation, a circumstance, good or bad, that should always be looking for who has the advantage. Who has the strong position? In any negotiation in life, much less any difficulty in life, we should know who has the advantage. As a matter of fact, the word advantage is a compilation of two words, ad and vantage. Who has the added viewpoint? The word vantage there means view of understanding of the situation. In other words, who can see the situation for what it really is? How many times do we find ourselves in circumstances? Financial, emotional, spiritual, relational, whatever the case is, and we go into a challenge, we go into a circumstance, and we never really try to figure out who has the advantage. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Because whoever has the advantage in a situation is, for the most part, not 100% of the time, but for the most part, is going to have the power position. Added advantage means an added point of view. In other words, where do you see yourself in the circumstance? How do you see yourself, or much less everybody else, in the circumstance? Good or bad? Because how you view the circumstance and yourself and your vantage point is going to determine the outcome. Very important that you understand that in spiritual and in kingdom terms, it means to understand, to be aware, or have the wisdom in a situation. When you walk into a medical situation, what's God's wisdom on that? When you walk into a marital issue, what's God's wisdom on that matter? When you walk into a business-related situation, it's not what is the financial advantage, what is the physiological advantage, is who has the spiritual advantage. Because if you understand that spiritual issues are primary over this life is going to end. In case you didn't know it, if you're new in the things of God, you're an eternal being. You're going to live forever. Because God says the core of you is a spirit. He put spirit in you, and that's what makes you a living being. But because all things in the natural are physical, they are ruled by the spiritual. And how we understand our viewpoint. There's a classic case of a viewpoint, a situation in the Civil War. I used to read all about the Civil War, and I'm kind of a buff about it, not a buff in that sense, but I love reading about it and reading the circumstances and learning from the successes and the failures. And everybody knows about the battle at Gettysburg, whether you understand the details of it or not, and I've read the details over and over and over again. And Gettysburg was all about who had the advantage. At Gettysburg, it was who had the higher ground. I want to show you a picture here. And this is a picture of what's called Little Round Top. It's a mountain, it's a hill. The battle, you had thought, for the most part, was going to be fought in that valley. But there was a battle that was fought for trying to take the hill. The north had the advantage. The north, the Union Army, owned the top of that hill with thousands of troops. When Lee comes marching in with the Confederate troops, they have the disadvantage because they're in the valley. Their viewpoint is different. Give me the next one. Keep it moving. There's another view. There's Little Round Top. The ultimate goal was Big Round Top, the top hill. That's what the Confederate troops, thousands, were looking at Gettysburg. The Union's on the top. The South is on the bottom. Who do you think has the advantage? Obviously, because you look at the view again. Give me another one. Keep it moving. That's the view from the top. I don't know about you, but if I was going to be in that battle, I'd rather be on the top than the bottom. And so in that battle in Gettysburg, in a two-day conflict, 35,000 men lost their lives trying to take Little and Big Round Top. 35,000 men died in the trees because they were at the disadvantage. Now, there were Union troops and Confederate troops that died. But if you're going to go into a conflict and you're going to go into a situation, you're going to need to go into it knowing who has the advantage. And if you know the biblical principles for how you live your life in any given situation, whether it's economic, whether it's physical, whether it's relational, no matter what a spiritual issue is, it's who has the advantage. And the advantage comes from right here.
Yes, it does. Preach
it. It's positional in the heart and in the spirit, not in the physical.
That's right.
And so when we understand that, even the ancients of the Old Testament, ancient people understood that spiritual issues were always at the core of any conflict. And they always understand that whoever had the spiritual advantage would always win. Why do you think the nation of Israel won almost every single battle when the odds were against them? Because they had the spiritual advantage. Does that make sense? Why did David slay Goliath? Not because he was big enough, not because he was smart enough, not because he was strong enough, but because he had a spiritual advantage. And so in every situation in life, in physical terms, the spirit rules the physical. That's what we've been talking about over and over and over again. But the problem comes because in our culture, we are so boiled by technology. We are so consumed by technology that with our cell phones and with access to the internet and information, you can Google anything you want. I don't know, Google's really smart, okay? It can show you just about anything except spiritual issues. It won't answer them. But if you understand that we get boiled by cell phones and technology, by smart bombs, and what happens to us because of technology, it's easy for us to end up realizing or thinking life is really like a movie. It's like a superhero. That we can watch television or we can watch a movie and we can watch impossible things take place on television, walk away from it, the movie screen, walk away from that situation and actually consciously not remember that it's not technology. Technology will not give you the advantage in any given situation. I'm not against technology. How many of you have a cell phone? It's a pain in the... Enough said. Okay. But you understand that. So the goal is, how do we begin to think in spiritual terms? I'm not talking about people that are weird spiritually, but people that understand that the reality of this life comes from inside us and from the Word of God. The advantage is right here. You want to solve your marital problem? It's right here. You want to solve your financial problem? It's right here. No matter what the issues are of life. And so whoever has the advantage, watch what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:18. So when we fix our eyes not on what is seen, that's the natural, but on what is unseen, that's the supernatural, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So it's whoever has the eternal spiritual perspective in any given situation is always in the advantage. Who has the advantage in any given situation should be the question we always ask. When Susan and I are dealing with an issue, whether it's financial, emotional, spiritual, whatever it is, we always go to the advantage. What does the Word say? What does God say? What does He say about us? What does He say about you as an individual? That's where your advantage is, because your advantage starts right here. Not out here, right here. When your heart and your mind and your soul are moving towards spiritual issues, you're always at the advantage, no matter how it feels. Let me say that again. No matter how it feels, you are always at the advantage, the best viewpoint, when you view it from spiritual issues. And when you do that, you end up on the top. Now, does that mean you're going to win every single situation? No, it just means you don't lose any. Try it again. Doesn't mean you'll win every situation. It just means you won't lose any situation. Does that make sense? How many times do we end up in a conflict in a situation and we struggle to try to win when we realize you just keep moving? There are some situations in life that hit us in our marriage, in our career, in our life, in this church. We just keep moving. Because the minute you park, you lose your advantage. Does that make sense? Did I go to the right address today? Do you understand that you have to keep moving in spiritual terms? Paul again said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4 in the New Living, Satan, who is the god of what? The god of this world. He's a spirit being. Down the road, we'll talk more about it. A lot of people go, he's the little red guy, you know, on the devil's food can. You know. They don't realize he's a real being. But listen to what he says. Satan, who is the god of this world, has blinded. There's a disadvantage. Blinded the minds of those who do not believe. They are unable to see the glorious light of the good news. They don't understand this message about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. The likeness of God has been established inside you when you gave your life to Christ. Wow. You know, I've said this 1,000 times. I'll say it 1,000 times before I kick the bucket. The inside of you is the advantage. The inside of you is where you live from. You don't live on the outside. If you live on the outside, you lose every situation. And if you win a situation on the outside, you'll think you won, but you didn't win. You lost because you won in the physical, and the physical is never going to be at your advantage. And so how we understand the excuse me, the Hebrew word for light, the Hebrew word in the Old Testament for light means understanding. It means being able to see the situation for what it really is. That's the advantage. The Hebrew word for darkness is ignorance. That's the bottom of the hill. When you're on the bottom looking up and you have no viewpoint. All you can see is a set of trees and a bunch of dead bodies in them. But when you're on the top, you have the advantage and you see it for what it really is. It's where you gain the understanding of how you face the issues you're dealing with today, the things you brought in the door today, the things Susan and I brought in the door today. We submit and subject to God. Why do you think we spend so much time worshiping? You've heard me say this before. People think we're crazy because we dance, we jump up and down, we have a good time. You know, we shout, we holler, and do all kinds of stuff. That's okay. That's just because I'm taking the advantage. When it comes to worship, if you can't worship, if we can't worship, we can't. And I don't mean you have to dance. That's not what I'm saying. Don't hear what I'm saying. Don't hear what I'm not saying. It's whether in our heart we can worship and say, listen, the God of creation has set up his throne in my life. Yes. He's come to live inside of me. Yes. And no matter how ugly the circumstances get, I'm going to live from a different situation. Yes. Let me show you what the word circumstance means. Watch what it means. Circumstance. It means circumstance from the Latin word circumstere, meaning to surround by, to make up of two Latin words, circum and stare, meaning to take a stand in your view. The circumstances, you know, you say, man, the circumstances around me. As the minute somebody says the circumstances around me, immediately I know they don't have the advantage point. Because they've now just stated their circumstances are over them. When you're in the circumstances and that's all you can see, you're at the disadvantage. It's how you think. The war's right here. People go, oh, well, that's just positive thinking. Oh, somebody slap you and then slap your mama for having it. I tried negative thinking. It doesn't get you anywhere. I tried positive thinking. It didn't get me anywhere. But when I tried biblical thinking, it changed my point of view. And so you understand that the word is so clear. Did I have you go to Ephesians? I almost forgot about it, you know. But. No, go to Ephesians chapter 1. Let me show you something real quick here. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Watch what we're going to do. We're going to read verse. Listen to what Paul says about the having the advantage. I wish I had time to take this apart. Watch chapter 1, verse 18. The eyes of your what?
Understanding.
Everybody say understanding. Understanding. That's your viewpoint. That's your advantage. Watch. The eyes of your advantage being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance. That's inheritance. Everybody say inheritance. That's what God has put inside you that belongs to you, your viewpoint. Verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? Stay with me now. Come on. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. Now listen, what he says. He said, set Jesus where? At the right hand of the Father, where? Heavenly places. Okay, watch what he goes on to say. Verse 21, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in the world to come. That's the viewpoint. I wish I had time to break this down, but stay with me. And he hath put all things where? Under his feet. When you think like the Word of God, when you think, when I think, when Susan and I think over issues in life, like he thinks, the circumstances are under me, not over me. You under that? You got that? Watch what happens. Verse 22, he put all things under his feet and given him to be the head of all things, the church, which is his body, fullness of all. Skip to verse 6. Watch what happens. Verse 6, he says, and he hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I don't know about you, but I don't feel like I'm sitting there. But I'm not going to walk by my feelings. I'm going to walk by my faith and what he said about me. Yes. And if I walk by what he said about me, then he says, Bob, you got to stop looking at the circumstances around you because you're going to live at a disadvantage. You have to find the biblical advantage on the inside of you. Greater is he that is in me than the circumstances that are surrounding me. Right. Three of you got it and the rest of you are brain dead. Okay, come on. You got it. Please, I beg you, you got to get this. Man, you have to get this right. that come to the place in raising your children that you're going to understand that you have the advantage when you raise your children in biblical principles. You do not have the advantage if you let your children be raised by the world and by their values. You're going to lose it every time as parents. In your career, in your finances, I'm not taking an offering, but I'm going to deal with this. You want to be biblically blessed financially? You want to have more money? If you don't want to have any more money, then write us a check. Okay? If you don't need any more money, but right now, if you want to be on top, if you need work, live from the inside of you and realize that you be diligent. You know, people say to me all the time, I just can't find a job. I said, I have a job for you. And it pays very well. Really, what am I going to do? What you're going to do is from 9 to 5 with a 15-minute break in the morning, a half-hour lunch break, a 15-minute break in the afternoon, you're going to look for a job. That's your job. You look for a job. You got to get your head and the advantage point. Well, where am I going to look? Start walking Florida Boulevard and knocking on doors. Come on. Come on. And then you go home at night, and you are physically exhausted, and you sit down, but when you lay your head down on your pillow at night, you can say to the Lord, Lord, I've lived my life from the advantage. I've done everything I can do. It's now your problem, not mine. That's how you think from an advantage. You think from that viewpoint. People say, well, I just have such a hard time understanding the Bible. Well, you know what? I'm not saying I understand everything about it. But if you really want to know what it, if you really want to know what it thinks, then start reading it from the advantage point. And start reading it as though it's speaking to you and telling you how to live your life. I know people that read the Bible and you slap them on the back and they can belch a verse. But they don't know what it means. Because they haven't lived it. And they haven't learned. Does that make sense? Listen, you're not going to fill churches up with talking like this. Because people wanted to be patted on the fanny and told everything's going to be okay. You just go out, you do everything that you should do, and life's going to be great. It ain't going to go that way. I guarantee you, you follow Jesus, you're going to have trouble. Oh, I guarantee you, if you don't follow Jesus, you're going to have trouble. No matter what you do, you're going to have trouble. This is a, why don't you get it to the advantage point? Because you're in a war. And it's between the north and the south. And don't go north and south on me. It's between two armies. And who has the advantage point? Who's going to win in life no matter what the circumstances look like or feel like? If you understand that, you've been seated with Christ in heavenly places. And the Bible is a manual for how you live your life. And so when we talk about this and we keep saying that, 2 Corinthians 2:11. It says, lest Satan get an what? Advantage. You have an enemy. He wants the advantage. And you know what his advantage point is? A lot of people, a lot of Christians, they believe in the devil, but they don't think he has any impact. You know, because they don't see it. They don't feel it in the sense. But his ignorance placed on your mind, my mind, about what God's word says, he gives him the advantage. Ignorance about yourself and ignorance about your enemy puts you at a disadvantage. Let me say this. Put it up for me. Ignorance, in spiritual terms, is always self-imposed. Ignorance about what God's word says is always self-imposed by pride, by arrogance, and by fear. Because we don't want to be told. We don't want to be told. You can't do this and win. Or if you do this, you'll win. We don't want to be told what to do. And until we come to the place where we're ready and willing to admit, I have so jacked up my life because I won't take the advantage God has given me. I won't surrender to Jesus. I won't yield to his word. And 2 Corinthians 2:11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage. Let me ask you a question. Why would the Bible say, lest Satan get an advantage if he couldn't? And if he could get the advantage, that means I have it. What am I doing with it? Ignorance is self-imposed. Oh my gosh. If you understand this, in the Civil War, there was another battle. And it was a battle at Sharpsburg for Antietam. And it was a battle for a bridge. Bridge looks like this. That's a picture after the battle, several months after the battle. That's a Civil War picture. Bridge at Antietam. The South and the North were going at it. And it was a defining moment. If they could get across the bridge, if the South could get across the bridge, it would have turned the war. And the odds are the North would have lost. Now, whether you're for the South, the Confederacy, or the Union, don't go there. Listen to this. When the Confederates assaulted the bridge, as a matter of fact, show them the new bridge today. That's the actual bridge today. It still stands. You can go there. It's not a very wide bridge. It's not a very long bridge. The single loss of human life in the Civil War, the greatest single loss of human beings in one day, from sunup to sundown, 23,000 men died trying to take that bridge and to defend it. What had happened was, the Confederates had not done their research. Had they known their battleground and known the advantage they would have had, they would have known 200 yards upstream, you could walk across. 23,000 men died because of ignorance. And I don't mean that in a derogatory manner. But ignorance means I don't know and you should have known. 23,000. Gettysburg was 51,000 in 3 days. How you face your issues in life, from understanding or the lack thereof. How many times do we even give the devil credit for victory in our life? When he didn't do it, it was our own ignorance. Because we didn't know what God was trying to say to us about that situation. And some of you are facing financial issues. You're facing relational situations. You're facing all kinds of life circumstances. And I want to encourage you with a good word. That the closer you get to Jesus, the more you yield to the person of the Holy Spirit, the more you allow God's word to speak life to you, the more you end up living the advantage. And when your view changes here, it's because your view's changed here first. And when you're standing in the middle of a situation and you're standing in the middle of a circumstance and you're thinking, this doesn't look like it's going to go well, you have something to turn to on the inside of you that says, I'm not going to let the circumstances force me to think contrary to God's plan for my life. I'm not going to do it. We as a church have faced incredible financial issues like a lot of churches in the community and around the world right now. Churches in America, or even the mega churches, are feeling the brunt, the crunch economically. But we will not let money keep us from doing what God's called us to do, nor will we numbers anything else. That I'm going to live from a place on the inside that is bigger than the outside. I'm a winner. I'm not a loser. I was planned for eternity, and I'm going to live from there right now. Oh, my gosh. And you know what? The only way it's going to change is when you are willing and I am willing to admit where I've yielded my victory in whatever area. I don't care if it's pornography. Premarital sex. Abortion. Gender identity. We love them all. Come on. Right. People say, well, how can you love them? The Bible says that it's against, the Bible's against premarital sex, it's against adultery, it's against gender identity, it's against homosexuality. How can you say that? Because I live from a different vantage point. I live from the advantage point that I know that just because they don't understand the truth doesn't mean I don't, and I can treat them with respect, and I can say to them, you are welcome to walk through those doors. You are welcome to walk through those doors and sit in chairs right next to us. You sit right next to me. I'm fine with that. I can sit in a restaurant next to you. I can watch people do, because I live, you live, we live from a different vantage point. And it's not condemnation. It's not putting people down. It's loving people with a love that forces them to pay attention to what we believe, because they feel something they're not getting from the world. But that means we can't compromise anymore. No more compromise. Economically, I'm going to say this because we already took the offering. If you aren't tithing, get your act together. Come on, listen to what I'm going to say to you. Don't anybody out, don't shout me down right now. Listen to me. If you're not tithing, get your act together. That's right. Not because we want your money. I don't want your money. I don't need your money. Now, Susan's going to go, shut up, don't say that. Do you understand my heart when I say that?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
That you need to economically, spiritually, you need to turn off some of the garbage you've got on your computer. If you have porn, it's time to get rid of it, because that puts you at a disadvantage. You say, well, how does that affect my finances? As soon as you start losing in any area of your life, you start losing in every area. If you want to be a winner, get in line with God's word. And it doesn't mean condemning people. It doesn't mean getting self-righteous. It doesn't mean putting people down. It just means, Father, I'm going to live my life with integrity according to your word. I'm not going to compromise. And whether they kill me and eat me, I don't care. I'm going to do the truth. I'm going to stand for the truth. If you believe that, give God a praise. So let's do this morning. If you have an area of your life, and you're going to think, oh, jeez, I can hear what's coming. If you have an area of your life that you know needs the added advantage, a better viewpoint, and you know that it's something you need to say to God and to your brothers and sisters, you're not going to tell us what it is. I don't want to know what it is. Please, don't tell me what it is. I don't want to know what it is. But if you've been living at a disadvantage in an area of your life, and you're ready to take a stand and get into the advantage viewpoint, stand. Don't sit down, stand. Don't sit down, stand. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you because You got a winner's mentality. You can hear what God's trying to say to you. And you know that he loves you with an everlasting love. No one has a right to condemn you. The enemy's been condemning you because of whatever that issue is in your life. And you've been feeling bad about that issue. Today, that's going to change. Your view of your situation is going to change. And it's going to go from here to here. In your spirit. People around them, would you just reach out and touch them? We're going to pray for them right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for a change of mind, change of heart, a new advantage, a new view of the circumstance and the situation. Father, I thank you that we're winners, we're not losers. Jesus, you died on the cross, that we live in that victory. You purchase their freedom and their liberty. And no weapon formed against them will be allowed to prosper. And everything that rises up against them is going to fail. And on this issue, they have surrendered their heart, they yield their life, and they accept your word as truth in their life. Now they have the advantage in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Would you stand with them? Would you stand with them?